You can have the blessing of health. Join Gloria Copeland as she starts a special week from Healing School on the power to forgive and how it releases healing. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
So today we're going to engage in the Word of God concerning healing. We're going to implement our healing today, and we're going to press into that healing anointing by faith. Remember the little woman with the issue of blood? She came in the press behind. We may read about her today. But she was sick. She had been given a bad report. She was terminal. She had been to many doctors and had gotten no better, but had gotten worse. And she heard about Jesus. And the Bible says she came in the press behind. We'll finish up maybe with her today, and we'll do those things she did. But anybody that hears the word and receives it, believes it, and act on it can have whatever that word promises. So today we're going to center up on the word of God. And we're going to talk about acting. This is what you do when you need help in your finances. This is what you do when you're believing God for your children. This is what you do when you need healing in your body. You act on the word of God. First, so that means that you have to have scriptures. You have to know what the scriptures are, where they are, to give you something to act on them. So that's why God teaches us in the Bible to meditate on the word, or in the word, day and night. Every day, every night, we should have the word of God going in our eyes and our ears. Why? Because there is a thief. His name is Satan. He's come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And that's what he does. That is just what he does. So the Bible tells us to resist the devil. In other words, when he comes, we don't let him in. When he comes with his doubt, unbelief, bad news, we don't answer the door. We don't just go to the front door and say, oh yeah, doubt and unbelief, come on in. Let me entertain you today. Just for a little while, doubt and unbelief, let me entertain you. No, we don't do that. When we see doubt and unbelief and bad news and lies and bad reports and whatever else it is that Satan sends our way to discourage us, what does that mean? To take our courage out, to take the courage out that we have in the Word of God. When we hear bad news reports, what do? We say, not here. Not here. I believe the Word of God. And Jesus said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, or at least Romans says that. And so, that's exactly what we do in Healing School. We're just going to take some scriptures this morning, like you take medicine. You're going to take them, except that you take it in your eyes, in your ears. It gets down into your heart, and then it comes out your mouth. The Word of God concerning our healing. Now, it's good to do healing scriptures every day, but if you're in a test or a trial, it's certainly good to do them every day where healing's concerned. If you just look at the word like medicine, and we'll probably go over a scripture that tells us God's word is medicine. That's in Proverbs 4:20. If I don't forget it, it's in Proverbs 4. If I do forget it. But at any rate, you know, if we don't make a stand, we don't have a stand. The Bible says, having done all, stand, therefore. So when we do all, we have a place to make a stand. When we read the word, we get it in our eyes, in our ears, in our heart, faith comes and we begin to speak the word, then we're making a stand and we can expect victory. Glory to God. Amen? So let's see where we want to start this morning. Let's look at Deuteronomy 30. We're going to talk about acting in the spirit of faith. We're going to center up on acting today, taking it, receiving it, enjoying it. Deuteronomy 30:19. He said, I call heaven and earth to record or to record this day against you that I have set before you. He said this by the Spirit of God. God set before them death, life and death, blessing and cursing. Now their part was to choose life that both you and your seed may live. So choose life that you and your family may live and love the Lord. Now what do we know from the Word of God does that mean? If you love God, you do what He says. If you don't do what He says, you're not fulfilling what the Scripture says is the love of God. Obey His voice and cleave to Him, for He is your life and the length of your days. God wants us to live long and live strong in the earth. He called heaven and earth to record this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, you choose. He had just given them the blessing. This is the blessing. All these wonderful things are yours if you'll just do what God says to do and follow Him. And then the side effect of that doing what He says to do is you'll not just have life, you'll not just have long life, but you'll have a happy life, a joy-filled life, a life with all your needs met. You can choose life, He had taught them. And if you choose life, all these blessings will come upon you. If you choose God and His ways, the blessings. That was just in Deuteronomy 28. And then He said, if you don't do it God's way, essentially, is what He was saying, all these curses will come upon you. Well, the deal is this. The curse is here. The curse came when Adam committed high treason. Adam and Eve, I should say, committed high treason and they disobeyed God in the garden. The curse, God said, the day you eat, you will surely die. Now, when God says you're going to die, you're going to die. But when He says you're surely die, you're going to die quick. And the moment that they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, their spirit man made in the image of God died and sin came in. Righteousness left them. The presence of God left them and sin came in. What did they do in that garden? They chose death. God said, the day you eat, you'll die. So when they ate, they died. They didn't die physically, but they died spiritually. They lost their ability to come into the presence of God and belong there. They were shut out. They were put out. They died. Now, that's, you think, well, I would never do that. If God told me that, I'd obey Him. Well, you still got that opportunity. He tells you a book full of stuff to do here. And why does He tell us what to do? Because this is what gets us out from under the curse. The curse is here. The curse on sin is here. It came in the garden. Sin is here. And since sin is here, the curse is here. Now He tells us, Moses, for instance, told the people of Israel God's word about how to get out from under the curse. And He made it plain to them. If you could understand the Hebrew language, you could have understood Moses. He said, do these things, you'll be cursed. Do these things, you'll be blessed. Now, whose job was it to decide? Most of the time, they chose the wrong side. Most of the time, people choose the wrong side. Why? Because it's easy to sin. Everybody around the world, whole world's in sin going that direction. And we're fed a diet of sin. It's certainly easy to sin in our generation because we have a thing in our house, a number of them usually, called a television. And for the most part, sin has taken over control, has had control of the television. Isn't that right? Now we've at least got the word on there. And that's still up to somebody to choose. Do you want to watch this junk here that's leading you into sin, or do you want to watch Believer's Voice of Victory? It's up to us. But we don't have to live like the world. And the more we know about God and the Word of God, the less the world has an effect on us. Because Jesus Himself, the Bible says, redeemed us from the curse. Now, in Moses' day, the only thing they had, the only deal they could get, was to do what God said, and they could be free from the curse on their circumstances. And they had a promise of the Messiah, that there's coming one that would bear their sicknesses and carry their diseases, and by His stripes they would be healed. That came later than, of course, this part in Deuteronomy. But they could live in victory and they could live in long life if they just obey what God said to them, even here in Deuteronomy. And we're in the same situation. If we want to live long and strong, we're going to have to live on the Word of God. If we want to live like the world, we're going to have to put up with the crud that the world puts up with. I love living long. I love living strong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see that man that I travel around with? He's 71 years old. He doesn't hobble. He doesn't stutter. He's in good shape. He's happy. He's not even grouchy. You know, old men have a reputation for being grouchy. I know none of you guys are that way, but they do have that reputation. This guy you see preach every night, he's not grouchy. He used to be a little grouchy. But that was years ago. When the Word took over his life, he got happy. He's a happy man. When the Word took over my life, I got happy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't it great that we can live healed and well and prosperous? We don't have to be broke to get healed. The blessing is there. Hallelujah. It's here for us. Now, but it's the same way it was in Deuteronomy 30. Heaven has and earth have been called to bless or curse depending on where we are, what we do, what we say. If we want the blessing, we got to live in the blessing. We've got to find out what God says about it. If we want to live in divine health, we're going to have to know what the Scripture says about healing. We're going to have to find out, as we're going to cover today, that Jesus Himself bore our sicknesses, carried our diseases, and redeemed us from the curse. See, we're not, this is good to read because we can see what it takes here and what's necessary, but this is not where we are today. Jesus has come today. And this curse that Moses is talking about that comes is still in effect, but not in our lives. But you know what? It stays in effect in a Christian's life if he doesn't act on the Word of God and believe that healing's there for him. Precious, wonderful Christians die young because they just don't know what the Scripture says, that healing has, sickness has been dealt with. And I remember when we didn't know that. We didn't know any better than to be sick. That's just as Brother Hagin used to say, ignorance gone to seed. For a Christian not to know better. So what do we do? Do we have temptations to be sick? Occasionally, not very often. I don't. I'm in great health. Ken's in great health. But certainly we have had symptoms of this or that or the other try to come on us. So what do? We say, oh, no, you don't. You're not coming on me. Jesus Himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases, and by His stripes I was healed. Amen? And we found that early We found that out pretty early in our lives. And we just, you know, we just believe it and we act on it. And that's what you've got to do. Now, if you're here today and you're already in sickness or disability or some sort of a bad thing has already come upon you, then you need to just keep in the Word of God concerning healing until it renews your mind to the fact that this has been done for me. This belongs to me. This is like money in the bank with my name on it. It's mine. And Moses said to them, you choose. Now, God said through Moses, I'm calling heaven and earth to record this day against you. I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose that you might have life. Now, they were given instructions. And if they followed God's word, they could live in victory. And they certainly did live long lives. Hallelujah. They could live in victory. It's just the same deal for us today. Only this curse has been taken care of by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, people that don't make Jesus Christ the Lord of their lives, they don't have a Savior to save them from the curse of sickness and disease. They have it, but they haven't received Him. And so we're really at the same place. We choose, what are we going to believe?
If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis, stand in faith, and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. Order the Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit, your 10-day spiritual action plan, the comprehensive and interactive healing package new from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available now for just $15. For faster delivery, order online at kcm.org or to order by phone, call toll-free 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Order your Lifeline Kit today.
Last November at the DC meeting, we were there with the Minks, and during healing school, Kenneth called out taking, getting deliverance from food.
I receive deliverance from the wrong kind of food.
I put the knife to my throat.
I will not be in bondage to food. Drugs, alcohol, tobacco, any kind of addictive thing. There's no part of my life. I receive my deliverance from every extra pound of fat on my body. In Jesus' name. Receive correction.
I receive direction.
I receive it in Jesus' name. I'm healed. I am delivered from the top of my head to the soles of my happy feet.
So I declared that I was going to only eat the foods that were good for me, the foods that would energize me and strengthen my body. And I declared it that day. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds. I went down 4 sizes. I pick up a potato chip and go, oh, that's just nasty, and put it down. I don't have, you know, if I eat pasta, it's a little bit. I'm done. When I'm full, I'm listening to my body.
Christ,
and I made it. I made it to just submit to the Word of God.
What had happened was is that I kept getting the word in me. And by putting the word in me, I was getting the spiritual junk out. And at a certain point, I looked in the mirror and I was so unhappy with how I physically looked. And so I asked the Lord, I said, how do I do this? And so the Lord said, well, you know, you travel, you're 100% travel. So, you know, we're gonna figure out a diet for you. And so I was eating something that was fresh. It wasn't junk food. There were no more snacks in my home. And as such, I realized that, that's a great start, but I hear about exercise. I really need to exercise. Well, at a believer's convention, Jesse Duplantis once said that he couldn't run. And so he ended up running up the stairs. Well, my corporate apartment in California was in a 16-story building. So the Lord reminded me of that, and so I started to walk up the flights of stairs, up 16 flights of stairs. What kept me motivated in walking up 16 flights of stairs, take the elevator down, walk up 16 flights of stairs, take the elevator down, and doing between 48 to 64 flights of stairs a day. And that was as I started to confess who I was in Jesus Christ. I would start off on the bottom and say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And let me tell you about he who is in the world. He who is in the world is defeated. He's humiliated. And next thing you know, I'm on the 16th floor. And I'd take the elevator down and I would go for building number 2, or as I would call it, going through the building. And I'm sitting there and I'm confessing the word of God, which I learned from Kenneth. Confessing the word of God in my life, I realized that physically I could do whatever was needed to be done at that time. And in that case, it was a case of losing weight and getting the weight off. I can say that 1 year later, so that when I came back 1 year for the 2007, at that time, I had lost 69 pounds. I ended up going ahead and losing 2 pounds more, so it was a total of 71 pounds. But I had been able, over the course of that year, learning not only to get the spiritual junk out of my life, but to get the physical junk out of my life. And how I got the physical junk out of my life was by applying the spiritual aspect, which was helping me get it out. And so confessing the word of God kept me going, kept me strong, and made it what I give God the glory, the opportunity to be healthy.
Gene and Brent submitted their bodies to the Word of God. They chose life. You have to make a choice. And today, they're strong and healthy. I've been having healing schools for 31 years. Jesus always comes to healing school. We've never had healing school anywhere in the world that people did not get healed. People get healed. But you know, you can have healing right where you are. God is just as available when you release your faith where you are right now, as he is in healing school. We preach healing in healing school. We have the word of God. We have a unity of faith. But Jesus is present always to heal. I referred to the woman with the issue of blood. She did these things. She heard the word. She received it. She believed it. She acted on it. Now, anybody, anywhere can receive like that. So you just, when I pray for you today, you release your faith and you take your healing. Take it. Don't just, you know, wait on God to do something. You take it with your faith and then God does something. Take the scriptures every day. Like you take medicine, you put it in front of your eyes, in your ears, you get it down in your heart and it comes out your mouth. That's God's medicine for us. But right now I'm going to pray for you and I want you to take your healing, believe you receive it. After we pray,
you do something you couldn't do before. Father, I lift up every person within the sound of my voice. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to be healed. You be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive your healing. Now take it. Just say, I take my healing. Jesus is my healer. I believe it. I accept it. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, right now, just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. That's all you have to do to come into the kingdom of God and to have a Savior. You don't want to be in this world without a Savior. If you prayed that prayer with me, just let us know and we'll send you the free salvation package. You need to know what's happened to you. And before we leave the air, I want to remind you about the healing and wellness 10-day spiritual action plan. You know, if you want to change, you have to make a change. And you get the Word of God in your eyes, in your ears, concerning your healing or concerning your prosperity or anything else, and faith will rise up in your heart to receive whatever you see in the Word of God. So if you want to change, make a change. Get on the healing scriptures. Stand on those. Believe God. Join me tomorrow for more on the Healing School. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They've put together a 5-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package online when you log on to our website at kcm.org. Take hold of the promises of God and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next Believer's Voice of Victory. Are you tempted to walk in fear because of today's uncertain times? God's plan for you does not include fear. Help is coming your way. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are sending their family to help you. Come to the Copeland Family Meetings with George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons. The first one will be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, August 27th through 29th at the Midwest Airlines Arena. Then later in the year, they're headed to Orlando, Florida, December 3rd through 5th for another meeting at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. Generations of powerful ministry will share God's word to bolster your faith. Come be refreshed, renewed, and healed. Get into the blessing in action. 3 days, 6 services, 1 divine appointment. Don't miss the Copeland Family Meetings, August 27th through 29th and December 3rd through 5th. Admission is free. For more information, go to kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
So we can live free from sickness and disease. We can live free from poverty. We can live free from anything that's under the curse if we'll get on the Word of God.